Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm really excited once again to get into the Word with you and just see what God is telling us and how we can apply it to our lives, because that's what it's all about, right? Is applying God's Word to our life on a daily basis. So with that said, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we want to thank you for this day that we're alive. Thank you for the gift of life and that we get to be here and hear your Word. And God, I ask that you help us to apply this word to our life daily, to be intentional to do it. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So today we're going to be talking about the S word, selfishness. And that's something that we all hear all the time. We've all struggled with it from one time or another. We've all heard that phrase, don't be selfish. It seems to be one of those phrases that kind of bounces off the walls daily in just about every home. As common as the call is to not be selfish, the Bible calls us to do something more than that. And that is not just a refusal to try and get our own way and put our desires first of selfishness, but a willing spirit to put the needs of others before our own. And that is called selflessness. So don't just not be selfish, but let's be selfless, which is takes it a little farther. And it's really challenging to do this, but God loves it when we do this and honors him so much. So how do we move from the negative conversation of don't be selfish to the positive conversation of let's be selfless? As funny as this sounds, we as parents, my wife and I hope, we've actually used our kids' selfishness and, you know, that fallen nature to our own advantage. It's kind of funny, but let me share with you what I mean. So our little one, Serena, she's 4 years younger than Davina. Davina's 9 and Serena's 5. So Serena won't want to eat all of her food at the table. You know, she'll leave maybe the broccoli or the carrots or some of the veggies generally. And we ask her, you got to eat your food, Serena. And she tells us, she's like, I'm full or I don't want it anymore. And I go, you sure? She's like, yeah. I say, okay, give it to Davina. And Davina, go ahead and eat the rest of her food. She says, no, no, no. And then she'll begin to eat her food. And we do that on purpose because we know that fallen nature is like, I don't want it unless somebody else wants it. Then that kind of that thriving feeling says, no, it's mine. And she begins to eat it. And so we joke at home and say, man, we use our kids' fallen nature to our advantage. It's pretty funny. But on a real note, selfishness is woven into the very fabric of our fallen nature. Since the fall, it's been like a default thing in our humanity. So I want to read from the Bible, and it's going to give us a great story about selflessness, being selfless and selfishness. So let's go ahead and jump into it. And this is the story of the Samaritan. You guys know this one. So, and behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, it is written in the law. How do you read it? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor then? And Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by the other side as well. But when a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. He set him on his own animal and brought him to the inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers. He said, "The one who showed mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." So this story right here, guys, is a great example of being selfish and being selfless. These people that we think would have stopped to help this guy on the ground, being the priest, and the Levite, the holy people, God's holy people, walked away. They didn't just look at him and glance. They actually went the other way. They wanted to avoid him. But this Samaritan, who, again, there's this discord between Samaritans and Jews. You know, there's that racial conflict between them both. And there's just been conflict for a lot of time between them. So this guy sees them. And not only is he not just not being selfish, but he's being selfless. He goes the extra mile and he takes this guy and he takes him to this inn. He tends to him, even gives of his money to help him. And that just shows us, sometimes not being selfish is just not enough in this world. Sometimes we need to be selfless by taking it the extra mile, by putting their needs before our own. And of course, I'm sure this was some kind of a burden. It wasn't, I'm sure he was busy because he said he left. He's like, "I got to go. When I come back, I'll repay you." So he was a busy person. Who knows what he was doing, but yet he was being selfless and took out of his time to tend to this person. And I think about this all the time. Am I just not being selfish? Am I okay with that? Is that where I stop in life and saying, "Well, at least I'm not being selfish," and stop there? Or am I in a place where I'm willing to be selfless and, you know, taking it farther and actually serving and helping people and giving of my time, my money, my effort, my energy to others? And that's something I want to ask you. Have you come to a place where you can just say, "I'm not selfish"? Or can you come to a place and say, "I want to be selfless"? Takes it a little further. Us as believers are kind of called to do that, to be selfless. And not just to settle with, "At least I'm not being selfish," but to say, "You know what? Let's go a little farther. Let's honor the Lord in this, and let's be selfless." So as I use my daughter's fallen nature to my advantage at the dinner table, which is funny, I think about it and I look at my own life and I wonder, where is the enemy taking advantage of my fallen nature? Where does he use it to his own purpose, or use it to for his evil ways or whatever? I'm constantly trying to think, okay, I know I'm a fallen person and I want to use all of me to help others and to honor God while I do that. So today, the message for you is to be selfless and go out today, and God is going to provide an opportunity that you could actually practice it. Remember, we don't just hear the word, we do the word. And God is going to be faithful and show you where you can actually apply this in your life. And I'm very excited for you, because I know that he's been doing it for me and he's going to do it for you. Are you going to be the people that walk to the other side, or are you going to be the person who's selfless? All right. Well, thank you guys for joining in, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.